husband's brother.
Uh-huh.
But she is not a sister-in-law to her husband's brother's sister. She is nothing. We used to call that shirt tail kin.
Shirt tail
kin. we say shirt tail brother-in-law or shirt tail uncle.
Uh-huh.
No, in Spanish, two women who are married to brothers are concuña.
Concuñas.
They are, as a sister-in-law, they are a cuñada.
Mm-hmm.
But two women are concuñas, or two men who are married to sisters are concuños.
Hmm.
And there's no English word to describe that. It's not a relationship.
Right. That's interesting.
Okay, well, forget it. I knew the right word. I just wasn't thinking of what you were saying. Certainly my mother's sister is my aunt.
How about your mother's brother?
Uncle.
Okay. And in the old days, did they have a different name for a teacher who was male versus a teacher who's female?
A teacher, no, they're both teachers, Mrs.
Okay, that's fine. I don't think we have a difference in this part of the country.
Is there one somewhere else?
Yeah, in the Northwest. If you can believe it, in the Northwest, a teacher who's female is a woman teacher.
Oh, they
back call in the old days.
There's a teacher and a woman teacher, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the male teachers were the teacher. And then if there was a female teacher, she was a woman teacher.
Well, I'll tell you what, Anne-Marie, I went through high school here and never had a male teacher.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that all the teachers were women.
They're all women, and they were teachers. That was all there was to it. When you had a man teacher, you probably referred to him as a male teacher or a man teacher.
Maybe.
Because the only ones we had were teaching P.E.
Right.
Now, in high school, there were a few.
Mm-hmm.
But in grade school, they were all women.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a few.
Yeah, we only had one male teacher in grade school.
Where'd you go to grade school?
At LBJ.
LBJ, sure. I'll just ask you that.
Yep, and I can't remember what his name was because I didn't have him. He wasn't my teacher. Now, at a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is the
best man.
Mm-hmm. And one of the women who stands up for the bride, but she's not the maid of honor.
The maid of honor is a bridesmaid.
Right. And the people who are related to you are your
relatives.
Uh-huh. And people who are not related to you are
friends.
Okay. Can you give me sort of a word picture of your house, like what kinds of rooms you have and that sort of thing?
Okay, somewhere in there is a word you're looking for.
We have all kinds of words.
Living room, dining room, kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Den, bedrooms, baths. I happen to have a jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have an office. This used to be the game room. There was a pool table out there,
uh-huh,
and all kind of stuff,
yeah,
that
nice
I built for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's my office. Maid's room, laundry. That's all I've got. What else do we need? I call that room a study, actually. It's or den.
Uh-huh.
It's just because it's a den.
So this area is the
living room.
Okay.
Well, we don't have a parlor.
What would this piece of furniture right here, where people could sit on, a lot of people?
Golly, that'd be a couch to me.
Okay.
But my father would have called it a divan.
Oh.
And it's supposed to be a sofa.
Why is it supposed to be a sofa?
That's the elegant, dignified Eastern word for it, as far as I know. My dad would call it a divan, or my dad would also call it davenport. You ever heard that?
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. Now I think my dad would probably say davenport, my mother would say divan, I would say couch,
mm-hmm,
and other people say sofa.
Okay, very good. Your fireplace does not have a shelf above it, but if it did have a shelf.
A mantle.
Okay, and this part that comes out from it that's tiled is
hearth.
Okay, and the smoke would go up the
chimney.
And the black stuff in the chimney is
soot.
Mm-hmm. And the white stuff left over after
ash.
Fire. Okay, and your fireplace is a little bit different, but in some fireplaces they have a rack where the wood sits, and then on the end of the rack there's two brass things that look like that. They're called
andirons, you mean, that are inside it?
Mm-hmm.
Andirons.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be there, but we changed this to an artificial.